你好，
新
美人
協進會，
吳安香港新美人協進會，
會務動態。
大家好，我是協進之星的主持遠西。雖然在11月呢，因為各種的緣故，很多的活動呢都取消了，亦有很多的訪客呢都取消了來香港。但是在這個艱難的11月，協進會呢的工作是沒有停止的。他們呢邀請到一個英國的視像音樂家 Miss Anne Wilkins 過來香港。咁咧，佢過嚟香港咧，就教導咗我哋咧學習點字嘅樂譜，又重點指導香港嘅視障青年咧點樣去學習音樂嘅技巧啦，同埋點樣去培養音樂嘅造詣嘅。Miss Wilkins 咧係講英文嘅，所以咧喺呢集嘅訪問裏邊咧，每一小段之後咧，我都會翻譯啲廣東話嘅大概內容俾大家聽下嘅，希望咧大家可以感受到 Miss Wilkins 對音樂的熱誠。
Is it, you are partly sighted or totally blind?
I'm totally blind.
Yes. Okay, thank you. So, when do you start to learn music?
I started to learn music at school when I was about 8, although before that I'd always enjoyed trying to play the piano because we always had one at home. So, but then I started braille music when I was about 10. Well, I just try to make sure that I send my CV to everyone that I can think of.I've set up my own Facebook page, I've set up my Twitter feed, and I hope that by doing all those things that I will get work as a musician, as a singer, and I also teach as well.
Yes.
So that obviously helps, and do my best to encourage other musicians.
So, how do you reach those institutions? Because you said that you teach music in those
Yes.
schools. How do you reach them?
Well, I teach privately from home, so people come to me for music lessons.
Oh, okay.
Yes, people come to my home for music lessons.
Okay.
And I've put my name on a music teacher's website, so it's registered if people in my area want music lessons.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
大家好，我是 Miss Wilkins， 我是全新名的。我八岁的时候呢，在学校开始学习音乐。八岁之前呢，我其实呢就不是很享受弹钢琴，因为呢成日要是留在家嘛。不过呢，我十岁的时候呢就开始学习点字的乐谱。我退休了之后呢，就开始将我的履历呢发给我认识的人啦。咁呢，我亦开始建立我的 Facebook 专页。我呢希望可以成为一个音乐家、歌唱家。我呢亦都有教音乐家，我会私人呢喺屋企教音乐，学生呢会过嚟我屋企呢上音乐堂。我呢亦都会将我嘅资料呢放喺一啲注册嘅音乐老师平台、网上平台上面嘅。
I think it's important to really be passionate about what you do, because if you are and you really are determined to learn it, I could have given up many times, but I just, the fact that I wanted it so much, I wanted to learn braille music so much to be equal with sighted musicians so I could read the score with them and things like that, that really is the key to getting it, to learning it properly.
Yeah.So apart from your determination, so that what kind of support or equipment that you think it is really important for you to learn music?
I really think that if you can get the funding,
yeah.
the Good Feel music software, which has been demonstrated today, is the best equipment for people to have, because you can change Braille music into print music into Braille. With the right training, people can use it really successfully. And it's been around for some time now, and it does work very well.
Oh, okay. So, what is your best way to learn music?
The best way to learn music?
Yeah.
I think Braille music is really the best way, because you become equal with other musicians then, and you have the same information that they have.
Okay, because I know that some way they learn music is they hear the recording,
yes,
and then
yes.
they sing it repeatedly.
No. Well, as I said earlier today, you don't get the same detail if you do that. It's best to have the Braille music copy in front of you, and then you can read all the details of the music the same as a sighted person would.
Yeah, so that it is a more complete way to learn music.
Yes.
So do you have any advices to those VR youth who want to be a professional musician?
Yes. I would just say work as hard as you can. Even when things are difficult, don't give up. You know, if you want it enough, you'll get there in the end.
Okay, thank you so much.
That's okay.
虽然成为一个音乐家会遇到很多的困难，但只要对音乐有热诚，自己是真的喜欢音乐的话，就不要轻易放弃了。其实我经常想放弃的，但我真的想学好点子乐谱。除了坚持，还可以有资金的。我们已经有一个软件，就是可以将点子乐谱变为印刷乐谱，亦都可以调转将印刷乐谱变为点字乐谱。只要有正确的训练，我们就可以成功地学习到音乐，学习到点字乐谱了。我觉得学习点字乐谱就是一个最好的方法学习音乐，因为作为一个视障人士，这样才可以跟健视人士一样收集到相同的资料。因为很多时候视障人士只是听录音，但如果我们可以懂得点字的乐谱，我们就可以看到很多的细节，这样才可以跟健视人士相同地在学习音乐的路途上更加完整了。各位视障青年，遇到的困难的时候，记得不要轻易放弃。再见。